I took one last compass reading from the sun and set a course of 2500 and marched out into the pasture. "Be brave, Sardina! Your hero is coming!" I knew she wouldn't hear my call, but that was okay. It made me feel braver and kind of took my mind off the heat. Boy, it was hot. After marching the first quarter mile in the glaring sun, I was panting so hard I had to switch my tongue over to the left side of my mouth. Some of your town dogs and ordinary yard mutts pant with their tongues pointed straight ahead. What they don't know is that a dog can do a better job of cooling himself down with his tongue hanging out the left side of his mouth. It makes the old tongue look kind of like a dead fish, but so what? It works. Anyway, it wasn't a great day to be out on a hike, but I had an excellent reason for... Okay, let's pause here for just a moment to review our marching plans. In drawing up our plans, we had devised a clever strategy for avoiding coyotes, remember? But what you forgot to bring up in our planning sessions was that we would be trekking across the horse pasture, and that horse pastures almost always contain... what? Horses. Remember our previous discussions about horses? They are hateful, spiteful, arrogant, overbearing bullies who also happen to be huge, and they love to torment dogs. I mean, show them a badge that says you're head of ranch security and they'll laugh in your face. Tell them that you're on an important mission and they'll laugh even harder. Tell them that they're all under arrest. Don't ever tell a herd of horses they're under arrest. It'll backfire every time. One dog should never threaten to arrest 13 head of horses, each of them weighing over 1,000 pounds. But you know, sometimes in a flash of anger, we say things we later regret. This is painful. I would rather skip over it so that the little children would never know. I mean, how can the head of ranch security preserve law and order when... well, when he's being chased around the pasture by 13 head of mocking, shrieking horses whose huge teeth are trying to snap off his tail. It was a shameful, humiliating experience. And the less we say about it, the better. Let's just say that if a dog runs in circles long enough, horses will get bored and leave. That's what happened. And as the cowards trotted away, I yelled, "And let that be a lesson to you! Get out of my horse pasture and don't ever come back!" Told them, huh? You bet. The big bullies. I glanced around and noticed that I had moved down along the creek, only a short distance from the shade of a big cottonwood tree. I had worked up quite a sweat, so I trotted over to the... oops. Coyotes. Two of them. Lying in the shade of the cottonwood tree.